for the league's busiest team in the offseason. Yet despite Bill Belichick's new no days off mantra, the Super Bowl champion sat out the first day as the league picked its new stars. But tonight, it's game on, as the Patriots are expected to make their first selection in the NFL draft. And a good evening, everyone, and welcome to this special draft day edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO. I'm Dan Roach, and welcome to the CBS scene, and welcome to what is always a great time, the NFL draft. Yes, it took only until the second pick last night to kick off a night of surprises. After weeks of mock drafts, the talent evaluators of the NFL made a mockery of those lists with the emphasis on offense, particularly quarterbacks. And last night, the first time since 1961 that the NFL draft was held in Philadelphia. No surprise, the number one overall selection was Texas A&M defensive lineman Myles Garrett going to Cleveland. A bit of a surprise, three teams traded up to select quarterbacks. This wasn't supposed to be a draft with first-round quarterbacks. And the New Orleans Saints took quarterback Marshawn Lattimore at number 11. Does that mean Malcolm Butler remains a Patriot? And now seven of the first 10 were offensive players taken, three of the top 12 quarterbacks. The Patriots decided to hold on to quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, but you have to wonder what his trade value would have been with the emphasis on quarterbacks in the first round. The Patriots shaped their roster to defend their Super Bowl roster championship on the first day of free agency. Bob Soucy reports the offseason was anything but, as the Patriots restocked, reloaded, readying to repeat.
On the eve of the draft, the Patriots continued one of their most active offseasons in recent memory by signing former Bills running back Mike Gillisley as a restricted free agent. Included in the cost, however, was the loss of a fifth-round pick to Buffalo that left the Pats with just six selections entering this weekend, and none until the 72nd choice overall. Still, 6 weeks after acquiring another ex-Bill in cornerback Stephon Gilmore and subsequent trades for Saints receiver Brandon Cooks and Panthers defensive end Coney Ealy, the Pats are happy to add several high-ceiling youngsters already proven as pros, even if it means passing on top-round projections yet to be tested in the NFL.
We've made some draft picks high up, and they haven't performed well. So having known value versus not being sure. Brandon is 23, Gilmore's 25 or 6. So there's a risk-reward analysis there.
Meanwhile, the Pats have earned rich returns on recent middle-of-the-draft investments, like the fourth-rounders from the last 3 years who shined in Super Bowl 51, wide receiver Malcolm Mitchell, defensive lineman Trey Flowers, and running back James White, who was rewarded with a three-year contract extension in the wake of his overtime heroics against Atlanta and the ensuing celebration that had already subsided by the time the team paid a visit to the president, 2 days after reporting for the first phase of off-season conditioning.
This is where you build the bonds, the friendships, and it's how you learn to play for one another in these moments right here.
Fullback James Devlin is another of the 46 current Pats returning from the Super Bowl roster. And like White, he's come back to Foxborough focused on getting stronger and growing closer to newcomers like Cooks.
That's a huge part of being a part of a team, and now especially a team that's as tight as the one we got in this locker room. I mean, you know, we got some great guys, and we all just kind of vibe off each other really well, and it really feels like a family.
So the Pats players are back at work. And, of course, tonight the Patriots are on the clock in the third round with pick number 72. And as noted in that piece, the Pats haven't had as much success lately with their first and second round choices, but they've had a lot of success with mid-round picks. And, you know, Roach, you look back at some of the moves they made in free agency and via trade, it's a shift from the paradigm. And it's almost as if they've made draft choices through free agency and trades. They got a first rounder in Stephon Gilmore. They got a first rounder in Brandon Cooks. And, of course, they got a second rounder in Coney Ealy.
Yeah, you almost could say with the first round pick, they took Brandon Cooks, right? That's kind of the way to look at it last night at number 32. So do you think this is just another, they're clearly going for it? Why not go for six right now?
Well, not only are they positioned to win in the present, but they also have young talent. Cooks is only 23. Gilmore is younger than Malcolm Butler. So you look at the pieces they've added, they have Cooks under their control, in essence, for two more years. They're not only positioned well for 2017, but I think beyond.
The riches just keep getting richer and
richer. It's awesome stuff. Good to see you, Bob.
You too, Rochi.
All right, up next, we'll be joined by Scott Zolak, who is, of course, Bob's partner on 98.5 Sports Hub. When we return, as Patriots Access rolls along here from the CBS scene.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll take an inside look at the Patriots' White House visit.
It's awesome.
But first, we chat with Patriots Director of Player Personnel, Nick Caserio, on night two of the NFL Draft.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
And welcome back to this special edition of Game Day. Patriots All Access, rather, as this we get ready to bring you the NFL draft over the next 3 days. Of course, the Patriots did not draft last night, but they are taking a pick and a couple of rounds here over the next several days. And of course, it's not just a three-day event for the New England Patriots. Talent evaluators, scouts, they work the other 362 days. Scott Zolak is standing by now with the man who oversees player personnel for the New England Patriots. So.
All right, Dan, thanks. Now joined by Director of Player Personnel, Nick Caserio, and organization in an unusual spot. No picks in the first round. What did you make of the first round? Any surprises?
Yeah, not really. I mean, a lot of underclassmen. I want to say there were 25 of the 32 players were underclassmen. Heavy defense, and obviously the quarterbacks were a big part of it. So no real big surprises. I think every team did what they felt they needed to do to try to improve their team, and that'll be the goal here the rest of the evening and into tomorrow.
You guys are the defending champ. You sit there and you look, okay, in essence, your first-round pick is Brandon Cooks. How important, based on the state of the team, is it having a proven player like that instead of getting a young rookie ready to play?
Sure, the team-building process can take many different shapes and sizes. So this year, I mean, that was a decision that we made to make the move with Brandon and make that acquisition. So he's been a productive player in the league. How that translates into our system, I mean, that's what the offseason program is for. OTA is part of that process. There's a lot of work that's going to go into it, you know, with the whole receiving group, with the quarterbacks, the whole offense, the whole team. So we're just starting that process. So, you know, we're glad to have him. Like, we're glad to have a lot of players on this team, and you know, we're excited to get started.
You have six picks. Hopefully you may move around. I know you guys do like to move around in the draft. That'll get the roster to 70 if you do select six. Fair to say that the undrafted free agent experience could be a little different, getting your roster 290 for camp?
Sure. It's been a big part of our process here through the years, even going back to last year. You know, Jonathan Jones, the Brandon King, David Andrews, those players, Brandon Bolden have made a big impact on our team moving forward. So there's many different ways that you can build your team. So the undrafted players will be a part of it, and there'll be other players I'm sure that'll be out there throughout the course of the spring that we'll evaluate and figure out if they have a spot and a role on our team.
Sound like you know what you're doing. Good luck the rest of the draft.
Thanks, Zoe. Appreciate
right,
it.
There you go.
Thanks
back
so
up to Danny Roach.
All right, thank you very much, Zoe. Certainly a special weekend for a lot of young men as they get ready for life in the NFL. We'll be right back. Stay with us for this special edition of Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. It's draft weekend. Hope you're enjoying the show. Stay with us. And welcome back to this live special edition of Patriots All Access, presented by GEICO. You know, the tradition of sports teams being invited to the White House dates back to 1865 and the end of the Civil War. Yet even on their second visit in 3 years to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and their fifth this century, these New England Patriots know these trips, like championship success, are earned. And Patriots are always welcome at the White House.
Upstairs is the president's residence. Then you have the state floor here, and then you have
celebrate the Super Bowl, New England Patriots, world champions, Super Bowl champions, champions, period, and their historic win.
It's a distinct honor for us to celebrate what was unequivocally our sweetest championship with a very good friend.
The opportunity and the privilege of coming to the White House is just one of the great things about winning the Super Bowl, and so we're very privileged to be here.
Is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam. Pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
This year, it's over 7 hours of content.
Driving forward, diving to the goal line!
We are all Patriots. And tonight, for the fifth time, the Patriots are world champions.
Three Games to Glory 5 is available on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital download beginning May 2nd.
Welcome back to this live special edition of Patriots All Access presented by GEICO here at the CBS scene. We're joined for a few minutes by Mike Reese of ESPN Boston, as well as Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly. Paul, we'll begin with you. Jimmy Garoppolo has been a talk this all offseason. We saw quarterbacks get the teams trade up to get quarterbacks. Yeah. Nothing done. Were you surprised that nothing was done with Jimmy G?
You know, I would have... 2 or 3 months ago, I would have been stunned. But just the way it's been going, the way that Adam Schefter has been reporting it, the way Mike has been reporting it with ESPN, you had to expect him not to get traded. I mean, they've been pretty adamant about it. Yeah. I still, in the back of my mind, wonder if there's a Godfather offer out there from Cleveland that might change their mind. But in the end, again, like I said, in the past, stunned. Now, I think that it's as expected that he's still a Patriot.
And so the follow-up question is why? You know, right. why are they keeping him, right? Well, thanks,
okay,
Steve.
Dan. Yes. Okay. You just do your job, Mike. Okay. Why?
So, you know, well, first of all, it's about insurance. Jimmy Garoppolo is probably the best insurance policy in the NFL right now. Quarterback position, no position's more important than that. If Tom Brady goes down, you know, what do you have there? And Jimmy Garoppolo is here. Jacoby Brissett isn't there yet. And you have a team that's ready to compete for the Super Bowl. How many teams can say if we lose our number one guy, we can still do that with number two? The Patriots can, and that's why they put that high value on Garoppolo.
So the second part of this draft puzzle is Malcolm Butler. I mean, everyone now is you know, saying, let's keep him and make one more run with him as a starting cornerback to go along with Gilmore. Is that going to happen? We've saw New Orleans draft a quarterback early. Paul, what do you think?
I think when that draft pick went off the board, I think that ended the Malcolm Butler to New Orleans, at least for now. I just don't think it makes a lot of sense to use that kind of draft capital and then trade more resources to get another cornerback from New Orleans' perspective. They had a chance to talk to him. Maybe they just didn't like what they saw.
Yeah, was there a contract offer in there, Mike, too? Well, went far.
Yeah, reportedly there was, but that hasn't been confirmed to me, Dan. And it seemed like it was trending in the direction that they really wanted to go for Malcolm Butler. I think when they got to it, they realized the big contract, Paul, plus, you know, the capital, the draft capital, a first-round pick, whatever it would have taken, just too much for them to do that.
All right, let's get to the draft now. It's underway. You guys are really good at this, you know, the whole market, oh, yeah, everything else. One for 80 isn't bad. Paul, let's begin with you. Give us one pick. They have six now. They may trade and everything else, but who could be a Patriot?
Yeah, and it's really hard. I mean, it ups the level of difficulty when you're dealing with a 72nd overall pick, but I still think that edge spot, I think Mike sort of agrees because we talked about this a little bit. They need some pass rush depth. I think Trey Flowers had a really nice season for them. They could use some more bodies there, and Rob Ninkovich getting a little bit long in the tooth. They probably want to find a guy that can replace him. Kid out of Florida Atlantic, Trey Hendrickson. You know, one of those 6'4", 4'6", kind of guys. Mike, remember back in the day when they had the strict 3-4 outside linebackers?
Long.
They looked for 6'4 guys, long, with the ability to move. He can rush the passer. Probably needs to bulk up a little bit more and be able to set the run, but high motor player, can definitely get after the passer. He'd make some sense.
Unless you want to do it yourself, Mike, who do you have?
I'm going to go with Dietrich Wise of Arkansas. And think about Trey Flowers. They go to Arkansas 2 years ago for a long arm defensive end, and look what he did for him. Why not go back to the well for him? And you talk about it from a scouting perspective, Dan. Like, I learned this talking to personnel people. Like, they're looking for traits. Like, what are the unique traits that players have? And Wise is tall, 6'5", 274 pounds, has really long arms, which when you're going up against offensive tackles and linemen, those can help you, you know, lock them out, if you will, and play different techniques along the defensive line. So that's a guy that I think they'd be wise to look at.
By the way, that's a negative. That's one of the negatives for my guy. Does not have long arms. Yes. Hendrickson's arms, a little short.
And I'm glad you just completely overlooked the Mike Reese joke there, too, Paul. Way to work.
Sorry.
Just 30 seconds. The rest of the AFC East, how are they doing so far? What do you think?
I thought they had a good night last night. I'll tell you that. I think the trade Buffalo made was impressive. Patriots-like, right? You know, you give up some spots in the first round, but you still come away with a really good player. Thought it was no coincidence they all took some good, solid defensive players. You got to play against Tom Brady. It makes sense.
I agree with everything he said. I just don't think it'll matter. I think we still got, you know, the class of the AFC. Yeah.
I didn't miss that Mike Reese joke.
There you go. We're in mid-season form. I like it.
All right, you know what? It's time to end the show.
All right.
Okay, gentlemen, thanks very much.
Danny.
Enjoy the draft. Have a good time
stuff.
With that as well.
Thank you.
Want to thank you for joining us on this special edition of Patriots All Access presented by Geico. It's just 104 days until the Patriots play their first preseason game here at Gillette Stadium against the Jacksonville Jaguars on August 10th. Can't wait for that as well. For all the hardworking folks behind the scenes that make this show possible, want to thank them. Enjoy the draft. Enjoy draft weekend, folks. And we'll see you down the road. Have a good one.